Welcome to Female Empowered, a podcast for female fitness and wellness professionals and business owners looking for real talk about the ins and outs of the industry. I'm Krista Gurka, an accidental entrepreneur turned founder and CEO of a multi-million dollar health and wellness business. In this podcast, I'll be sharing expert insights and having real conversations about what it means to show up, thrive, and of course, get paid. We'll talk about what works, what doesn't, and what really happens behind the scenes of a client-based business. All so you can take away sound advice and actionable steps that help you become a more successful and confident business owner, all on your own terms. So let's dive in. Hey there, ladies. Before we get into today's episode, let me ask you a quick question. Is this business you've created supporting the lifestyle you wished for when you started it? What would happen if you had to step away unexpectedly for 2 or even 3 days? Like seriously, like what would happen? I bet by now some of you are cringing, thinking, raising your eyebrows, going, yeah, my business isn't really letting me live the life I want. And there's no way in hell I could step away. It would probably burn to the ground. I'd actually have to shut my doors. To the outside world, you have what looks like a really successful boutique fitness or wellness business. Your clients love you. You provide an amazing service. Your classes and sessions are booked out. You have a waiting list waiting to get in your doors, and you know that revenue is coming in. But is it enough revenue or just enough to keep the lights on? You also know that if things keep going this way, you're not going to be able to support this business for much longer. It's time for your business to start giving back to you what you have sacrificed for it up until now. So I'd love for you to dream with me for a moment. You ready? All right. Imagine taking a vacation or having to step out of the studio or clinic for 2 or 3 days unexpectedly and not losing a penny of revenue. Imagine sitting on the beach for a week without worrying about what is going on in your studio or clinic, or working from an Airbnb in the mountains and checking in only when needed. Imagine knowing your clients, patients, and classes are still getting stellar service and everything is in its place when you get back. Imagine getting back from said vacation to find out two of your team members actually called in sick and the AC broke, but nobody called you. They didn't have to. Everything was handled internally by the amazing team that you have in place, a team that cares just as much about the business as you do. It's possible. I'm not lying. I am proof. And so are the amazing women in our Beyond the Movement mentorship programs. I recently took 1 month off and nobody called me from the studio. Not once. No fires to put out, no revenue lost. Why? Because I've chosen to build a business model that does not revolve around me. And I want that for you, if that's what you want for yourself. I'd love to invite you to apply for the Beyond the Movement Inner Circle, a program that teaches you how to go beyond the movement and think and act like the high-achieving CEO that you are. This is a high-touch, year-long mentorship specifically designed to help female boutique fitness, wellness, and healthcare business owners just like you get more of your time back and unlock all new levels of revenue and profit at the same time. I created this program specifically to share how I built my 7-figure boutique fitness business that does not run with me at the helm. It runs entirely without me by the team that I have created and the systems that I have put in place. I also choose to offer this program in a small group coaching format of less than a dozen female business owners so that you can learn from myself and my team of experts, because I know so many of you cannot afford to have a team of experts like this on your payroll currently. Inside the Inner Circle, you'll get to be in close contact with myself and other experts for 12 plus months, and you'll be in a small group of women who are right where you are, wanting to build a boutique wellness business that makes a more than reasonable salary for you as the owner, while reducing the actual work that you are personally responsible for. If you are ready to get off the hamster wheel, because girl, I know you've been running on fumes for far too long now, I invite you to apply for the Inner Circle today. Visit KristaGurka.com/mentorship to learn more about this amazing program and how you can apply. Now let's get into today's episode.
Hey there, everyone. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Female Empowered. I am your host, Krista Gurka. And this is the first time I'm actually back recording content. I was so ahead of the game and I recorded all of my June content in May. And so now I'm sitting down. We are currently at the time of this recording, right after 4th of July. And I'm going to be recording a bunch of content for July now so that I can take the next couple of weeks off and not have to worry about podcast recording. But considering the fact that it's already after 4th of July, can you believe that we are halfway through the year already? I mean, seriously, I cannot believe we are halfway through 2022. I really can't. And down here in South Florida, being in the middle of July also means that we are halfway through the summer. And it is hot AF down here. I don't know where you are in the country, in the world, wherever you're listening, but I digress. So since it's halfway through the year and we are beginning the second half of the year and the third quarter of the year, I am going to pose a question to you. Have you tracked what has been working for you in the first half of the year in your business? And have you sat down and planned out what you want to achieve and how you're going to get there for the second half of the year? If you're shrugging your shoulders, listen to this episode. I'm going to go through what we looked at for Pilates in the Grove for the first half of the year and what we are going to accomplish, the initiatives that we have set for Q3 and beyond. If you're like, Krista, girl, I got this down. We've tracked our metrics. We are ready to roll in Q3 and we are going to finish the year on fire. Then high five. Kudos to you, girl. Great, great, great. Maybe shoot me a DM. Let me know what those big goals are. I'd love to celebrate with you. So a couple things that are still true for boutique fitness and wellness, concierge, physical therapy, massage therapy, service-based businesses. We are still being affected by the big C. There are people that are still contracting it. There are clients that are still being sick from it. There are people that are still just not comfortable being around large groups. So it's not, while it's better and we are definitely trending in the right direction, it's not completely gone. So I do think we have to factor that in when we talk about the end of the year. Hiring is still one of the most challenging things. I hear all the time from the businesses in our Beyond the Movement mentorship programs, as well as ourselves, Pilates in the Grove in general. We're in this, hiring cycle where we are, and again, we are really, really picky about who we bring on our team, but it's not as easy to go out and find good talent and find the right people that are going to align with your mission, vision, and values. All right. Inflation is real. And we're most likely heading into recession. So those are things that we should take into account. Now, if we think and act proactively, we can take small action steps each and every day to get us to where we want to be in both our business and our life. Both our business and our life. Because I believe we should create our business around the life goals that we have. So if your life goal is to finish working at 2 so you can pick up your kids at home, then that's how you should model your business. If your life goal is to not go into work until 10 so you can walk your dog in the morning, then that should be how you factor in your business, right? We right now are we're in a value game, right? We are not in a commodity game. At least I am not. Right? My services are not for everybody. That's my coaching services as well as Pilates in the Grove. We are not for everybody. We are purposely in our messaging telling people who we are not for. Okay. I am in the value game. I am in the game to get the right people in my door to have the right outcomes and align with my vision. So that's how I model my business. All right. I actually made a post recently, actually just today I put it out there about how less than 5% of women-owned businesses reach the seven-figure mark. And I'm very proud to say that I achieved that 5 years ago, and I'm proud to be a member of the 4% club. So now that is not a goal for everyone. It wasn't really a goal for me when I set out, but I have achieved that. And I have that now without feeling burnt out, without being overly scheduled, and with being in my physical business location less than 10 hours a week. All right. Now that took work to get there. And there are still times, just this recently, we had 10 days of AC problems. Did I have to step back in and do that and help? Yes, but not until like day five, right? Where unfortunately I had to ream my AC company. I had to just draw people in to really understand the importance of this issue. But that being said, I take weeks off at a time, right? I travel to do work. And I've been able to accomplish this by looking regularly at my metrics, setting achievable goals, and tracking what's working and what's not working. Okay. So in this episode, I am going to pull back the curtain of how Pilates in the Grove did in the first half of the year and what we have in store for the remainder of 2022 and some ideas for what you all can do. Now, I just had our quarterly strategy session with our Beyond the Movement Inner Circle members, with those ladies, business owners. And we had an amazing, amazing call where we worked out a lot of things, mindsets included, of what people can work on in the next 3 months. We also did that with my internal team for Pilates in the Grove. And we're also doing our one-on-one strategy sessions. So those people that are in the inner circle, every quarter, I sit down with them and we review what they did in the last quarter, what worked, what didn't work, and how we're going to streamline what works for them in the next quarter and the upcoming quarter. And I really love those calls. So if you're listening to the podcast, you're not going to be able to see my numbers, but if you are watching this on YouTube, and if you want to look at my numbers, I invite you to go check out this video on my YouTube channel. It's Krista Gurka on YouTube, and you can search it and you can see, I record my podcast also with video and I get to share my screen. So you can actually see some of the metrics that I am going over when you, sorry, I just almost ended my recording. That's not what I wanted to do. Sorry, got a little sidetracked. When I'm talking about this, right? So right now, what I'm going to talk about, I'm sharing my scorecard that I use in Pilates in the Grove. So one of the things that we track, and if you look at starting in April, we track active clients. Okay. So we track them globally, like collectively, and then we also track them per individual location so we can see how each location's doing. We have been trending up. So at the beginning of April, we were at 903 active clients, and we ended the quarter at over 1,000. So we gained about 100 active clients, which has been great. And both locations trended upwards. So we saw both locations get an increase in active clients. Now, the other thing we track is first visits. All right. So if we take a look at going back into the beginning of April, we were relatively consistent. We were at, again, we track this collectively and then per individual location. So and we track this weekly. So we were at 15 new visits weekly, 13, 15, 14, 15, 18, 21. That was a big week. 11, 10, 16, 23. That was in June, 19 and 14. So we've done a big, you know, we've stayed relatively consistent. We had a couple weeks where we had double. I mean, we had 23 new visits one week. We had 21 in another week. So that was great. Now, another thing that we track that we really love to look at is, the number of on-demand subscribers that we have. This is kind of, We are actually going to start working on this now more in Q3 and Q4. You'll see that this is part of our initiatives. We've been trending relatively equal, about 35 on-demand subscribers to our on-demand video on-demand platform. Our goal is to hit 50 before the end of the year. And one of the things I can tell you about on-demand, so a lot of people say that, you know, it's not profitable. You need to spend millions of dollars into like this platform. I do not believe that to be true. Okay. We have a super, super low budget. We record our videos on an iPhone. We have my virtual assistant, Sarah of Catch Creative Labs, amazing Sarah, who edits our videos. We host them on YouTube and then we put them up on our website as well as on our scheduling platform. So if you look at the math, okay, we charge $19 a month, right? If we have 50 subscribers, which is our goal to get, that's $950 a month, okay? It costs us all in a month to record this content. It costs us about $250. Maybe less. Okay. So if $950 minus $250, which is what our cost is, that's $700 profit. $700 profit directly to my bottom line times 12 months. That's $8,400 in pure profit to the bottom line. All right. Pure profit. So, anyways, I'm saying that is $8,000 that we could use. I could bonus my team. I could take that as an owner's draw. I could reinvest it into the business. I could reinvest it into more marketing to maybe double our subscribers, right? Because everything on top of $250 is profit. So say we doubled that, right? We're going to hit $16,000 in profit. So anyways, I don't think you have to invest a ton in video on demand, and we have a pretty good process for that. So the next thing we like to look at is our utilization. That basically means how much of your schedule is utilized. So if you have 10 open spots and 8 spots are taken, you have an 80% utilization. All right. So we started Q2 at 83%, basically. We were at 83%, 80, 81, 82, 80, 80, 80, 75. Oh, that looks like that's the week of Memorial Day. 76, 78, 75. We finished off just over 75. The reason our utilization actually went down was because once we hit 80% utilization, we increased our classes. Okay. We added more classes to the schedule, which will, and then again, summer hit. So June wasn't a great month for us. So it looks like our utilization's down, even though we have the same number of clients coming in. Okay. And we were pretty solid within both locations. So our new client conversion, we track this a lot. Okay. So we really want to see how many new clients. So when we went back to new clients, we said there were weeks that we were getting 15 new clients. So of those 15, how many stay on? How many buy a long-term membership or package? Okay. So here's where we were at 23, 20, 21, 22, 18. And then all of a sudden we went, we were at 7%, 4%, 5%. This was at the end of May. So we're talking Memorial Day into June. All right. So when we look at this, we don't like those numbers. Now we can look at that and say, what's the story behind the story? So we're talking Memorial Day. We're talking into June. School's ending, graduation, you know, if you have little ones in school, that's all the end of the year activities, people going on vacation, et cetera, et cetera. So that could be one of the reasons that our new client conversion is dropping, but we want to be higher than that. We want to get back up to 25 to 30% new client conversion. All right. And then we look at overall revenue. We are at basically a 72% gross margin, and we're hitting about a 5% net margin. Now, when we look at net margin for Pilates in the Grove, because this is, This is definitely one of these things that I call like marketing math or vanity metrics. So net margin basically means everything that you keep as a business after all your expenses are paid. So you take everything you brought in. Okay. So if you brought in $10,000 in the month and you're left with, once you pay rent and you pay your instructors or et cetera, you're left with $1,000. That's your net profit.
So I'm just going to interrupt this episode for a quick minute just to ask you a question. Is this business you've created supporting the lifestyle you wished for when you actually started it? What would happen if you had to step away from the business unexpectedly, like completely step away for 2 or 3 days? Seriously, what would happen? By now, you're probably feeling a little tense. You're thinking, no, this business really isn't letting me live the life that I want. Or there's no way in hell I could actually step away unexpectedly. I'd have to shut my doors. To the outside world, you have what looks like a really successful boutique fitness or wellness business. Your clients love you, you provide a killer service, your classes or sessions are booked out, and you know that revenue is coming in. But is enough revenue coming in or just enough to keep the lights on? And you also know that if things keep going this way, you're not gonna be able to support your business or yourself for the long term. It's time for your business to start giving back to you what you have sacrificed for it up until now. I want you to dream with me for a second. You ready? Imagine taking a vacation or having to step out for 2 days unexpectedly and not losing a penny in revenue. Imagine sitting on the beach for a week without worrying about what is going on in your studio or clinic, or working from an Airbnb and checking in only when needed. Imagine knowing your clients or patients or classes are still getting stellar service and everything is going to be in its place when you get back. Imagine getting back from said vacation to find out 2 people actually called in sick, the AC broke, and no one even called you. Everything was handled internally by the amazing team that you have in place, a team that cares just as much about the business as you do. It's possible. I'm proof of it. And so are the women in the Beyond the Movement mentorship programs. I recently took 1 month off and nobody called me from the studio. Not once. No fires to put out, no revenue lost. Why? Because I have chosen to build a business model that does not revolve entirely around me. And I want that for you if that's what you want for yourself. It's why I created the Beyond the Movement Inner Circle. Learn to take your business beyond the movement with this high-touch, year-long mentorship specifically designed to help female boutique fitness and wellness business owners like you get more of your time back and unlock all new levels of revenue and profit at the same time. I created this program specifically to share how I built a 7-figure boutique fitness biz that runs without me, and to give you expert advice and access to my team when I know that many business owners out there right now cannot afford these experts in their own business. I also choose to offer this program in a small group coaching format of less than a dozen other female business owners so that you can learn from myself, the experts on my team, and others in your field that are doing the exact same thing. Inside the Inner Circle, you get close contact with me for 12 or more months, and you'll be in a small group of women who are right where you are, wanting to build a boutique wellness business that makes a more than reasonable salary for you as the owner, while reducing the actual work you are responsible for personally. If you are ready to get off this hamster wheel, because girl, you've been running on fumes for far too long now, I invite you to apply for the Inner Circle today. Visit www.kristagurka.com/mentorship to learn more about this amazing program and apply now. So let's get back to the show.
Okay, now here's where the differences lie. Some business owners do not pay themselves a salary. If you're an S Corp, you do pay yourself a salary. You're supposed to pay yourself a salary. If not, what you do is you take an owner's draw. Now, owner's draws as distributions are not listed on your P&L. So they're not considered an expense. Okay. So when someone tells you in their business, they have a 25% profit margin, or maybe they have $150,000 in net profit, or $100,000 or $50,000, I always ask, does that include the owner's salary or does that not include the owner's salary? So at Pilates in the Grove, I take a salary. I draw a six-figure salary from the company. Okay. So my 5% profit does not include my salary, right? So that basically means we have 5% left of profit after I've already paid myself. All right. Now, we did have one of the reasons is we, like I just mentioned earlier, we did have a huge amount of extra expenses in Q2 in the second quarter. Our air conditioning has been on the fritz for a significant amount of time. That was like a $4,000 cost. We had a glitch in our payroll system that resulted in us owing our team members some back pay. So we've been paying off that. And I'm trying to think of what the last thing was. Oh, I found a discrepancy in something else that we were being billed double for on our books. And so we are due like a credit coming in the next quarter. Plus, we had a dip in revenue. Why? Again, like I said, June was not a great month for us. June is historically not a good month for us because we have a lot of people getting out of school, end of school things, vacations, Memorial Day, and then people kind of get out of sync and out of schedule. And usually we pick up here in July. All right. So I hope that was interesting to you to kind of look at how we fared in the first half of the year and where we are going to hit to set our goals for this second half of the year. Now, we are trending on track for our to hit our revenue goal. We are trending on track to hit our gross margin goal. I am on track to hit my personal salary goal. And we are just under for hitting our net profit goal. Okay. Now, I do, like I said, I think we had some unexpected expenses with the air conditioning, but that's why it's important to budget for those. So I still think that we could come out ahead of the game. All right. So now what we're going to do is basically we look at that. I sit down with my internal team that's comprised of my director of studio operations, my director of operations, and my CFO. And we basically sit down and which are the same people, by the way, that my inner circle people have access to. So they have access to Joshua, who's our COO and CFO. And some of our group has even spoken to our studio manager and had their manager speak to her about how to work within a cash-based model and boutique fitness business, which is everyone has said has been really helpful and valuable. So moving along, again, if you're watching this on YouTube, you will get to see what I'm actually sharing. If you're listening to this, you're not going to get to see it, but hopefully you can listen and understand what I'm talking about. Okay. So for based on what we saw and what I went over in my scorecard, one of the things that numbers that stuck out with us was how low our new client conversion rate had gotten. So if we're running at like a 5% conversion rate, that means for every 100 people that come into our door, we only keep 5. That is awful. Okay. That's a lot of work getting a lot of people in for very little return. Okay. So there's two ways that you can, or a business can, improve their new client conversion. Either they can increase the amount of people that come in the door. So in other words, let me backtrack. So if you want to get 10 new clients in your door every month that stay and buy a long-term membership, right? And you know that you run at about a 30% new client conversion rate. So for every 100 people that come in your door, 30 people stay. All right. And you want 10, then you know that you need to get about 30 people that are going to come in your door for about 10 of them to stay. All right. Approximately. Now, there are two ways to get those 10 people. Either get more people that come through the door if your new client conversion rate is lower. All right. Or improve your new client conversion rate so that more people stay. So you ask, which, to me, what I like to say with my team is, which is a lower hanging fruit? What is easier to accomplish? Getting more people in the door or convincing more people to stay? I don't know the answer. So what are we going to do? We're going to test it. Okay. So we set our goals for the quarter. We set a revenue goal because we were slightly under our revenue goal for Q2. So we're going to add that to our Q3 goal. So we stay on track. All right. And then we have a goal for our first visits. We have a goal for our conversion rate. And then we basically have that conversion rate lead to a number. Okay. So our goal is for each month to have 60 new visits in the door. So for July, August, September, we want to have 60 new visits come through our door. If we're basing this off where we want to get back up to, which is a 30% conversion rate, that means getting 18 people to stay. So at the end of the quarter, we'll have 54 new conversions. Okay. That will also help us with an improve in our net margin up to where we want to be, which is at 10%. Okay. So one of the things we are going to focus on here is our new client conversion. So what we are really going to work on, and you know what, even if you're watching this, if you're looking at this, I don't know if you can actually see this because I can barely read it, but we are really, really going to hone in on our sales funnel and our, what's the word, like our customer journey from when that lead is generated. So we are going to go from lead generation, meaning they make some sort of contact with us. They go on our website, they fill out a new client form, they create an account on our scheduling software, they DM us on Instagram, they call, they email or text us, right? We're going to track that. We are going to use specific scripts. And when I say scripts, I don't mean like, you know, like be like a robot, but we have certain flow charts and processes now of how, where are we going to lead people and what we're going to suggest to them. And we're going to have a very specific follow-up where our director of studio operations is actually going to be the one doing it. So we're going to have one person following up so that we can streamline and create consistent language and consistent follow-up for the next 90 days. Then once we hone in on exactly what that's going to look like, okay, and see if we can shorten the sales cycle. So right now we're seeing that it takes approximately 30 days from the time that person first comes in to the time they convert into a longer term membership, if they convert at all. We also know as a business in this industry, the longer you wait to convert them, the less likely they are to buy a longer term membership. So we are looking to shorten that sales cycle to between 7 and 14 days. That means from between the time they take their first session with us, whether that's physical therapy, Pilates, one-on-one, private session, telehealth consult, virtual session, group class, intro session, we are going to see if we can shorten that sales cycle from the time they take that to the time they purchase into a longer-term membership, which would be a group class package, sign up for a longer plan of care for physical therapy, or do a month-to-month membership for Pilates services. We are going to see if we can narrow that down to get it to be less than 14 days. All right. What we're also going to see in that process, because we're going to have one person, our director of studio operations, who is a Pilates instructor and a physical therapist who can really speak the language, knows our business inside and out, she is going to be able to get real-time feedback of what people are thinking, liking, feeling, their feedback directly. And then we can then see, is there something we can improve? Where is the kink in the chain? Is the customer journey clunky? So is navigating our website not great? Is it confusing on how to schedule? Did they not have a great first visit? all of these things. And we're going to hone in on this process so that we can continue to improve our new client conversion rates. Okay. Because I would rather keep more people than come in the door than keep trying to get more and more and more and more, always have to be attracting new clientele. It's much more expensive that way. Now, what I'm really excited about is that we are going to be presenting this data at my CEO summit. It's the Female CEO Summit, which is for female CEOs in the boutique health and fitness industry. And if you're thinking, well, I'm not a CEO, if you own your business, you're a CEO. All right. So I encourage you to start considering yourself a CEO, start thinking of yourself as a CEO, start acting as if you are a CEO. What I'm really excited about is that when we host that summit, which is the dates have been set for November 3rd and 4th in Miami, Florida, we are going to be giving this exact process and everything that we learned along the way, including our scripts, including our data, including the phone scripts and the follow-up, et cetera, et cetera. Our Inner Circle members get to attend for free every year. And the Inner Circle members get a VIP day the day before, where we bring in all sorts of consultants to speak to them about that. And we do an entire year of 2023 planning. Basically, my team and the experts, we become your advisory board. And we look at your goals, how you did in 2022, where you want to go in 2023. And we sit down with you and we help you plan out your entire 2023 strategy and vision. All right. When will this episode air? I believe in the middle of July, and we are opening enrollment for another cohort to the Beyond the Movement Inner Circle. If you are a female business owner in the healthcare and wellness space, so Pilates studio, a physical brick and mortar space, or a virtual space, but you're looking to grow and you're looking to take some of the work off of your plate while you grow and streamline your system so that you can grow in an efficient manner, that's where the Inner Circle comes in. All right. If you have reached your first six figures in revenue and you are looking to take some of that work off of your plate. So what I mean by that is, people aren't reaching out to you when the air conditioning breaks or the plumbing gets clogged, or you're not covering for 2 weeks during the holidays because someone resigned, gave their 2 weeks notice December 1st, or you're not even dealing with vacation requests anymore, right? And you want to be the person that's still maybe treating and teaching clients or classes and doing some physical therapy, but really focusing 50% or more of your time on the high level items of vision, growth of the company, marketing, and really setting a foundational system from which your business can grow, I would invite you to apply for the Inner Circle. As of today, I believe we have 3 spaces still available to hit our max of 10 female business owners for the rest of 2022. So if you're listening to this sometime in July of 2022 and you want to apply, I invite you to go visit my website, www.kristagurka.com/mentorship. So that's www.kristagurka.com/mentorship and apply. Or DM me on Instagram or shoot me an email. My email is krista@pilatesinthegrove.com. If you're listening to this sometime in August or September, I cannot guarantee that enrollment is still open, but we do have other programs, the FitBiz Foundations program, if you're looking to grow to your first six figures and streamline your business process along the way. Just reach out to me, shoot me a DM, follow me on Instagram, continue to listen to this podcast and visit my website, kristagurka.com. It has all the information of what is currently open for enrollment and maybe get on the wait list for the next enrollment period. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, I hope you're enjoying your summer. I hope that you have at least taken the time to look back at what you've accomplished in the beginning of 2022. And now at least have some motivation to sit down and figure out what you can still accomplish in the end of, throughout the end of 2022. And if you really want some help to do that, I would love to chat with you. All right. So again, like I said, if you're interested in applying for the Inner Circle, check out www.kristagurka.com/mentorship. And until next time, my friends, go out and take action and accomplish amazing stuff in your business. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Female Empowered. If you like what we covered today, please leave a review for the show. This helps other female fitness and wellness professionals find the podcast and lets me know I'm sharing helpful information with all of you. If you'd love to get even more insights and find resources to help you market, streamline, and grow your clinic or client-based business, you can visit me at kristagurka.com or follow me on Instagram at kristagurka. That's at kristagurka. See y'all next time.